is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, and Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. The announcement is that the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, will be visiting in Mexico City to the President of Mexico, López Obrador, AMLO. And that will happen within these next weeks, in January, in the new year. What is striking about this is that there's recently been a very large protest against AMLO, who remains popular according to the polling. But the protest was about an institution in Mexico called the Electoral Commission. López Obrador proposes making the Electoral Commission an elected body. The general understanding is that López Obrador, his new party, is something that he wants to shape into looking like PRI did for many decades in the 20th century, perennially reelected. Joseph, is that a genuine concern? 250,000 people turned out for some reason in Mexico City. Do you believe that López Obrador has plans to extend his party indefinitely?
No, absolutely. I think the original plan was to extend his own mandate inside the country past the constitutional term limits of 6 years. And that's what he wanted to accomplish. And he denied this, but I think many people in Mexico have told me that he wanted to accomplish this by achieving a supermajority during the midterm elections that happened earlier this year. And he did not achieve that. So now he's looking for his successor, but he's looking for a successor in a way that would allow the election to be handled in a manner that that's not going to be conducive towards a free and fair election. So that's what the big march was this past Sunday. It was a demonstration that AMLO was trying to do to show popular support for his overall mandate to overhaul the electoral system and increase his power over the electoral body.
I just want to make sure that I got this. The original protest was in Mexico City, and then they had a counter protest in Mexico City. Is that correct, Joseph?
Correct. So there was protests already that had been happening for weeks, even when I was there more than a week ago, that were against the government because of this. And so AMLO organized a counter protest that's in favor of his mandate and in favor of the government. But actually, even this weekend, even on Sunday, they had counter protests as well. They had two protests that were competing against one another. Now, you could argue that which one was bigger, which one made more noise. But obviously, the government has resources that they can amplify what's going to be said at his protest that's more supportive of his mandate. The bottom line here, John, is that there's a tremendous amount of concern. Mexico is going through a transformation. I mean, this is what AMLO said he was going to do. He called it the fourth transformation in the history of Mexico. And it's going through this tremendous transformation where they're consolidating all the power inside to the executive. And this includes the move to make the National Electoral Institute respond to the executive. They're abolishing the checks and balances in the democracy, and the country's becoming more criminalized, meaning the cartels, which have always been powerful in Mexico, are starting to get more political control. And this is concerning a lot of people, not just in Mexico, here in the United States with the fentanyl crisis, the drug crisis, the migrant crisis that we have, but also throughout the region, not to mention that AMLO has been one of the biggest supporters of the most authoritarian regimes in the region, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. AMLO has been the main external support for those three dictatorial regimes.
And so what we have now is the president visiting, and we can presume this will be on their discussion agenda?
Well, it should be. And I think that, you know, President Biden is truly about promoting democracy and safeguarding against different actions that can be taken that harm democracy. Then he should be able to have a very serious, frank and strong conversation with Andrés Manuel López Obrador about not just the moves that he's making against the National Electoral Institute in Mexico, but his broader support of non-democratic regimes in the region. I mean, his support for Cuba, his support for Venezuela has been atrocious. I mean, he's the one that gave Nicolas Maduro the diplomatic pass even before all this sanctions stuff happening by inviting him to the CELAC meeting last year. And obviously with Cuba, when the protests erupted over the summer, he was the main one that came to the rescue of the communist regime on the island. So I think these are the conversations that President Biden should have, but it's yet to be determined what's actually going to be on the bilateral agenda.
And Ernesto, the final, our Brazil fan, who's going to win, Portugal, Uruguay, or Brazil?
Portugal has the one who can make the difference, which is Cristiano Ronaldo. He's above anyone else playing today. So they are probably on the top to be among at least the four in this World Cup. And Brazil has Neymar, who it's curious. Politics is involved in everything now.
All right.
Yeah. So he's a supporter of President Bolsonaro. Lula supporters now hate him, although he's the best player of the country. So they are rooting for him not to return to the World Cup because of the injury he suffered. It's really sad, but we came to that.
Ernesto Araújo of Brazil, Joseph Umar of Secure Free Society. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor